This is Ozarks at Large. We are on Eastwood Avenue, Eastwood Drive. I think it's an avenue. I've only lived here 10 years. I should know what that is.
I think it's Drive. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think it's Eastwood Drive on Mount Sequoia on my front porch with Catherine Shirls, the Militant Grammarian. We're hoping this is our last session of recordings that we have to do outside of the studio. Wear your mask until you don't have to, right?
Right.
Okay.
Even if you're, I'm 2 days away from being totally immunized or as much as you can get these days.
But you're still being careful.
Oh, Lord.
For everybody else, right.
I even double mask when I go in a store.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What do we got today?
Spell check aside, Kyle, are there any words that you always have to look up for spelling?
We don't have time.
Well, and you speak them, so as long as you can.
Yes, but I also write for other people, and occasionally it has somewhere between 2 and 9 C's and as many L's. There are so many. For years, I couldn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't remember if sheriff had 2 R's, 1 F, 2 F's, 1 R.
Mm-hmm. And then you get bailiff, and I think it's totally different.
Right.
And plaintiff, and, you know,
yeah,
lots of different
things. So, yes, there are many.
Yeah. Well, mine is label. It doesn't make sense to me that the final two letters are as they are, E-L.
Yeah, I see that. I get you.
Not like cable.
Right.
Fable, gable, sable, or table, which end in L-E.
I mean, if it's lapel, it should be label.
Yeah, right. I didn't think of lapel. And that makes sense to me as
right.
E-L, yeah. And when I finally learned to spell label E-L, I started second-guessing myself about nickel.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
I'm still in E-L hell. So here are 10 commonly misspelled words from Word Genius. Let's see how you do. Do you
Isn't the pandemic enough what we have to spell? No,
okay,
paper wouldn't help.
You're going to go without
yes.
paper. Okay. How do you spell separate?
S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E.
Right. I tried to teach my students the old mnemonic device, there's a rat in separate.
Yep.
Doesn't sound like there's a rat in there.
Right.
But the phrase helps people remember.
When I spell it, I pronounce it differently.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I still pronounce together to get her when I spell it.
Yes, absolutely.
And Wednesday.
Yep.
I saw a meme not too long ago on Facebook. Somebody else said Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the same vein, many people have trouble with desperate, which, while sounding very similar to separate, the vowels sound as if they actually belong there.
Right.
Okay, how about embarrass?
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S?
Yes, that's right.
Whew.
One memory aid that might help is to remember that embarrassment is usually not a singular experience, so you think of doubling up.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
There are 2 R's and 2 S's. Double the letters and double the pain. I learned it in my journalism classes eons ago when we had to learn to spell back then.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had retained the double letters in embarrass as well as the fact that harass doesn't double the R's.
That's right.
Okay, Kyle, spell liaison.
Ooh, this is the one of this is okay. This is one of the ones I always have to look up. Liaison, L I A I S O N.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
that's right.
Ooh.
So that I, that second I, is silent.
Uh-huh.
And it's just waiting to be forgotten or misplaced.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I had to look this one up because until now, I pronounced the second I. I said liaison.
I've heard that often, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, well, you know, that's kind of like the words often and salmon.
Mm-hmm.
There are words that you're supposed to ignore.
Yeah, letters you mean?
Letters, right. The T in often shouldn't be pronounced.
Although the last time I looked up Webster's, I mean, not the online, but the one with a binding and pages, they said often was okay.
We're going to talk about that later, about battles I've lost.
All right.
Okay, Kyle, how do you spell guarantee?
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Two E's at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the question is, if guacamole has a gua
right
at the start, why don't we say guarantee?
Well, I'm going to guess that they have two different geographic origins.
Sure,
yeah,
sure. I mean, you know, and the question is, why do you ever question English language?
Exactly. <You know? laughs> This hybrid of everything.
Now, this one is a spell check nightmare. Spell definitely.
Oh. All right. Definitely. All right. Definitely. Yeah, what's that vowel there?
That's the one people mess up.
Is it an E L A I? It's not
Y-U.
You.
No. The way I remember, it is has finite in it. So
well, there you
spell
go.
It now.
D E F I N I T E L Y.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
I think of it every time. Everyone wants to drop an A somewhere in the word because
yes.
we tend to pronounce the second syllable as fa instead of
yes.
that fin.
Now, had I been writing that down, I would have known that was wrong.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't have looked right.
Right. I look for the word finite, and as I said, and it helps me remember.
Oh,
spell
okay.
check has led to my reading some pretty funny sentences in my students' papers.
I bet.
And they are not showing passion when they write, I am defiantly opposed to online learning. Now, these days they might
yes, exactly.
mean defiantly
That's
as opposed
true.
To definitely. But they won't put that A in there. Vacuum.
It's two U's. The question is C's. And I think when I write it down, two C's doesn't look right. So V-A-C-U-U-M?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's People are often stumped by which letter repeats, the C, the U, the M.
Oh, yeah.
You and I had this discussion last summer, and we were both surprised to find that continuum also has double U's.
Yeah. Still doesn't seem right, does it?
I've seen a lot of folks tripped up by this one. Accommodate.
A-C-C-O-M-M-A-D-A-T-E?
A comma. Yeah, it sounds like comma, but it's not.
Oh. Oh?
No.
Yeah, again, yeah. if I were writing these down, I think
accommodation.
That,
yeah. Accommodation. Yeah, of course, we don't say accommodate. We say accommodate. It sounds like an A, sure.
Right.
But that's not the letter I expected you to miss. I expected you to miss one of the doubles.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, got the doubles.
Double consonants can be tough to remember, much less two sets. People also sometimes add an A
yeah.
instead of the second O. Bob Douglas, former Arkansas Gazette editor and journalism department chair, used to tell his students, never stay at a hotel whose sign misspells accommodations.
Good point. Good point.
That may be why I remember it so well. Recommend.
Oh, we got some doubles here.
Mm-hmm.
R-E-C-C-O-M-M-E-N-D.
Mm-mm.
Ah! I was doing so well at the beginning of this. R-E-C-O-M-M-E-N-D?
Mm-hmm.
One C.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm. As a mirror to accommodate, recommend stands out because it's missing that double consonant that seems so logical. Some people can grow this vegetable easier than they can spell it.
Uh-oh.
Zucchini.
C-U-C-U-M-B-E-R.
What?
I spelled cucumber. zucchini. Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I.
Very good.
Yeah, I can't get recommend, but I get zucchini. It makes a lot of sense.
Because you use zucchini so much
exactly.
more often than you do recommend.
Exactly.
Because it's Italian in origin, zucchini doesn't follow the typical rules of English language. The double C and rhythmic I-N-I make it one to look up or trust your spell check.
Yes.
Oddly enough, Kyle, even after a year, I have to look up how to spell the breed of one of my adopted dogs. She's a Docker, which is a cross between a Cocker Spaniel and, here we go, a long-haired Dachshund.
Okay.
The worst part is I don't get even close enough for spell check to figure out what I'm trying to
happens.
Spell. The choices it offers include deckhand, dashed, and discount.
That's what, yes.
Wiener dog is a good substitute.
There you go.
But how do you spell wiener?
I'm looking in my head at the Arkansas map, Northeast Arkansas. W-I-E-N-E-R?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be positive that wiener spelled it like the wiener dog. I mean,
yeah, that's
true. Meat, but I guess it does. Okay.
Our militant grammarian, and that's with two M's, is Catherine Sherrills.